Okay, good vach, everybody. Today's shir is Yuma Daf Chav Zayin, and we're here at the Mishnah Chav Vav Amud Beis. We've been talking about the amount of Kohanim that do the certain avodas in the Beis Hamikdash. We've been specifically talking about a Korban Tamid, which is a sheep. So now we're going to have two other examples of Korbanos with our Mishnah and how many Kohanim, would bring those korbanos. So the Mishnah starts off ayil, a ram. Now a ram would have been brought mistama on for a korban musaf, usually non Shabbos, but korban musaf on yontif. So that would be brought krav be echadasar with 11 kohanim, habasar be chamisha, right? The meat with five, just like we said before, hakirvayim vasolas vayayin, and the insides and the fine flour and the wine bishnayim shnayim with two kohanim each. And as the Chazal explains, right, because there was more usually the ram A was bigger than the sheep, there was more wine and there was more flour brought in that korban, so therefore you needed more hands. Par, what about a par? So a cow, an ox, would have been also brought on Yontif for Shabbos, through the korban musaf on Yontif, but not Shabbos. So krev be'arba be'asrim ve'arba, it was brought with 24 kohanim. Right, obviously an ox is, you know, a huge, massive animal. So harosh ve'aregel, again, we always start the process. You bring the head and the hind leg together. That one first. We talked about yesterday. Harosh be'echad ve'aregel v'shnayim. Right, their head was brought by one, and the leg was brought by two. Ha'oketz the tail ve'aregel, another back leg. Ha'oketz b'shnayim ve'aregel b'shnayim. Right, also the tail with two, not the only the tail, but like the back area. Right, the tail with two, and then the leg with two. Ha'chazev ve'agira, and the breast area and the neck. Ha'chazev ve'echad ve'agira b'shlosha. Right, the breast area is with one, and the neck is with three. Shtei yadayim. And the two forelegs, bishnayim, with two kohanim. Bishtei defanos, and the two sides, the animal, bishnayim, with two. Hakir bayim, the insides, right? Vasolas, and the flour, vayayin, and the wine, bishlosha shlosha, again, with three kohanim each, and that gets you up to 24. So, b'med v'ram amurim, what are we talking about? That's b'korbanos at tzibor. That's by the tzibor, the korban, right? The communal tzibor, the korbanos, a korban musaf, and korban tamid, etc. Avo korban yachid, if a single person is bringing the korban, so then imratzal akriv makriv, if she makriv, meaning that you could have just one kohen doing it, right? Meaning if the kohen wanted to do the whole thing, right? So then you could have one kohen doing the whole thing by himself. Hivshitan v'nituchan, now slaying and cutting apart, taking apart the limbs, so shel elu ve'elu shoven. And in terms of both the korban tzibor and a regular korban is the same. Again, it can be, i.e. the Gemara she says, i.e. it can be done by someone who's not a kohen, right? It's kosher bizarre. All right, either way, meaning that's not a part of the avoda. Okay, tana with other b'raisa. Hefshita v'nituchan shavin bazar, as we just explained, that the skinning and the dismembering of the animal, that can be done by a non-kohen. Amachizkiya minayin. How do you know the hafshita v'nituch shavin bazar? Right? How do you know that this is true, that you can dismember and you can skin the animal even if you're not a kohen? So the Gemara is going to go through a bunch of possibilities, different sources in the Pesukim. The first one is v'nasnu b'nei Aaron ha-kohen eish al ha-mizbeach. Right, the pasuk says that the kohanim have to put fire on the mizbeach. We're going to do this a couple of times. Right, it's specifically the fire on the mizbeach that kohanim have to do, not the skinning and the dismembering. So the Gemara says, one second, that doesn't work because ha'mi bayle the gufe. Now you need to, that pasuk, you can't learn a drasha, you can't learn an exclusion from that because you need to teach me that a kohen has to put fire on the mizbeach. Right, if that teaches you a novel halacha, you can't be dorish that. You can't darshan that out. This teaches me something else. So what you can't use that. So Rav Shimi Bar Ashi Ashkechay LaAbaye. I found Abaye to have a masbir Leila Bray. He was explaining this to his son, and he quoted, right, the pasuk says v'shachat. That full pasuk is, but where is the Torah? Or v'shachat is ben abakar lefnei Hashem v'yikrivu b'nei Aaron as a kohen as adam v'zarku as adam alam mizbeach saviv. What does that teach me? Shechita b'zark shera, that a shechita is kosher with a non-kohen. So the Gemara says v'chi me'ayin basa, Right, where did you come from? Meaning, where did you start with that you need to teach me that it's kosher bazaar? Why would you have thought that it must be done by a kohen? So, since the pasuk says about right, you and your sons have to keep the right, keep watch over the kahuna. You might have thought that even shechita has to be done by a kohen. So, Talmud Lomar, therefore, the pasuk says, "V'shachad espen abakar lefnei Hashem v'kirivo bnei Aaron hakohen mesadam." Right, that the you shech the ben abakar, right, and the kohanim bring the blood, i.e., mikabal of elach mitzvahs kahuna, meaning from when you bring the blood, that's when the mitzvah of a kahuna, meaning that's when a kohen has to do it. That's when that kicks in. But before that, i.e., when you shecht it, right, so then it is not true. And that, and therefore, v'samach yado v'shachat, right, those two psukim, v'samach yado, right, the smicha is a requirement for the owner of the kohen, the owner of the korban to do, right, you have to lean your hands on the animal for full force, that's done by the guy who brings the korban, i.e., not a kohen, v'shachat, and so too, the shechita can be done without a kohen, right, limin al shechita shekshei rebazar. Apparently, you see that shechita can be done by a zar. So Gemara says, and again, this is still the same explanation, mechti, let's see. Right, we know that starting from accepting the blood and on, anything after that has to be done by a kohen. So therefore, v'nasnu b'nei Aaron, eishalam izbeach lamali. Why? So therefore, I didn't need the pasuk that says that Aaron's sons will put the fire on the mizbeach. Obviously, right, that comes afterwards. Right, so it must be lemute yafshet v'nituach. That must be coming to exclude the skinning and the dismembering of the animal, which yes comes after kabbalas hadam, but that is excluded because it says specifically that the Aaron and the kohanim have to put the fire on his back. I vekati itzrich. But still, one second, we still need that pasuk of v'nasnu bnei Aaron esayish al hamizbeach. Because sakhatay techamina, you might have thought to say kevin delav avoda demakva kaparahi, since putting the fire on the mizbeach is not ma'akev, it's not a crucial avoda that's going to ma'akev the korban, that's going to stop the korban from being kosher, so lo tibay kahuna. So you might have thought that maybe a kohen doesn't have to do it. So kamash malan, tibay kahuna. So therefore the pasuk teaches me that it does require kahuna. So the Gemara says, you're right. So we're not going to use that pasuk to teach me that the skinning and the dismembering is kosher by a zar. El mehacha, rather, it must be from this pasuk, right? V'archu bnei Aaron ha-kohanim es ha-nesachim es ha-rosh v'es-ha-pader. Right, the kohanim have to prepare all the pieces of the animal. So the Gemara says mechti, meaning they put it on the mizbech. Right, mechti. Let's see. What's it called? Sorry, one second. Hold on. So mechti. Lamali havshein. Lamali. What do you need that pasuk to teach me? Right. Obviously, that's after the shchi. That's after the kabbalas adam. Right. Obviously, a kohen has to do it. So lemute havshein v'nituach to exclude right the skinning and the dismembering of the korban from the requirement of a kohen doing it, meaning it's kosher bazaar. Okay, why did you say that that's coming to exclude the skinning and the dismembering? Maybe that excludes putting the two big blocks of wood. If you remember, we said that you have to be mesader the maracha, you have to arrange the mizbeach, you have to put wood on the mizbeach. Then there's a mitzvah to put two big blocks of wood right on the mizbeach as well. That's the shnei gizrei etzim. So why don't we tell me that maybe that's what the pasuk is excluding from the requirement of being done by a kohen? So why are you telling me that pasuk excludes the skinning and the dismembering? So the Gemara says, "Mistava diavcha dekavase memayit." That makes more sense. That it's excluding an avoda that is similar, right? That is shayich, meaning the skinning and the taking off of the limbs, right? That's kind of crucial, right? I can't get it on the mizbeach without dismembering it. So mistama, if the pasuk is saying that Aaron and the kohanim have to arrange all the limbs. Right, so that seems to imply, right, that's exactly what we're talking about, right, dismembering it, right, that's the step after dismembering it, right, putting it up on his back, etc. So the dismembering and the skinning itself, right, that's kosher bazaar, because the pasuk says specifically that the kohanim have to arrange all the limbs. So Gemara says, "Adarabba, no. What do you mean? The opposite makes sense, right? Sidur dekavase memayit. It makes more sense that pasuk should exclude something that's more similar, i.e., that's It's similar in the sense that it's going on the mizbeach, right? The wood goes on the mizbeach, the limbs go on the mizbeach, so that's more similar. So why doesn't that pasuk exclude the shnei gizrei etzim from being done by a kohen? So Gemara says lo salakadaitach. Don't think that. Amar Mar, because Mar said v'ikriv kohen es hakol hamizbecha. A kohen has to bring everything to the mizbeach. Zu holachas yivarim lakevesh. That he has to bring the limbs to the ramp. Only bringing the limbs to the ramp is required by a kohen, but holachas etzim lo boikuna. But bringing the wood does not require a kohen. Ha! Apparently, what do you see? Hasidur shnei or etzim boikuna. Apparently, you see that putting the two blocks of wood does require a kohen. So therefore, v'archu lamali. So therefore, what do you need the puzzle of the archu? Bnei Aaron HaKohen, Esarosh HaSepader, etc. So that's Lamutei Hefshet V'nituach. That's to exclude, right, the limbs and the skinning. Okay. So the Gemara says, one second, Eima Hachinami L'Gufei, but maybe you need this Pasuk of V'Archu to teach me its own halacha, which we're ironically not going to quote right now. We're going to quote in a few lines, which is to tell you that the Gemara is going to use that Pasuk to teach me that you need a total of six kohanim in the korban tamid. The archu is going to be two out of the six. So maybe you need it for that drasha and not for our drasha. So Gemara says, "Ela, you're right. Victoria kohen is a kol lamai also. So therefore, we're going to use a different pasuk. Right? What does it mean when the kohen brings all of it? Right? Meaning Victoria is maktir all of the limbs and all burns everything. That excludes the skinning and the limbs. Meaning that pasuk, that when the kohen says you have to burn all the limbs, obviously that comes after the Kavalas Hadam, so it must be coming to exclude something, and that is the skinning and the dismembering. Okay, fine. Now again, we had said before that the pasuk says when the kohen brings everything to the mizbeach, zu holachas evarim lekevesh. That teaches me that the kohen has to bring the limbs to the ramp. Holachas evarim lekevesh de boikuna. Holachas etzim lo boikuna. But bringing the wood, right, that does not require a kohen. Hasidur shnei grazer etzim boikuna. But putting the two extra blocks of wood on the mizbeach, that does have to be done by a kohen. And then v'nasnu ugufei v'archu shnayim v'nasnu. Lugufe, meaning that teaches me the pasuk of Vinasnu, that the Kohanim have to put the fire on the Mizbeach. That's the Gufe, right? Teach me that the Kohanim have to put the fire. And V'orchu, this is what I said before, that V'orchu, the pasuk of V'orchu teaches me Shnayim, that's plural, it needs to be two Kohanim. B'nei Aaron, right, that's also plural, Shnayim, two. HaKohanim, that word in the pasuk also is plural, so Shnayim. So therefore, Lamanu L'Tlash, Hatom Shisha, that's the source where you need that the Korban Tamid, Tlash is a sheep. So the Korban Tamid requires six Kohanim to kind of take care of all the limbs, etc. Amra Maluna, Kasha de Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar had a following problem because Hai ben Bakar Ksiv. Right, that pasuk is talking about an ola, right, of a cow. Right, ben Bakar Ishrim Va'arba boy. Right, and that, as we said in the Mishnah, right, an ox requires 24 Kohanim. Right, so how does that work? I mean, so why are you telling me, right, all those pukim that you just quoted? Right, that's talking about an ox. So how do you tell me that teaches me that you need six kohanim for a sheep, for a korban tamid? So it says v'nichalei. So and usually nichalei doesn't mean this, but Rashi says hader mishanilei. Right? It was kasha. It was difficult to Rabbi Elazar, and then he answered because what's the answer? Al ha'itim asher lo is asher l'mizbeach. Right? That pasuk says that he has to put it on the wood, on the fire. That's on the mizbeach. What are we talking about? Right? Ezu davar shenamar bo eitzim eishu mizbeach. Which korban is relevant to wood, fire, and mizbeach? Now, obviously, all the korbanos have to be burnt on the mizbeach, with fire and wood. But where do we have, which korban do we have actual halachos that are relevant to this korban? Right? I mean, mistama must be something important, right? Again, so as we're going to explain right now, let's just finish right on a moment base. Have omer zetla. That's talking about the sheep. Right, so if you look at Rashi, that the korban tamid, right, is right next to, is connected in the psukim to the marachas ha'itzim. Right, every morning you need to be more wood on the mizbeach, ve'eshal mizbeach tukadbo. Right, all that, and you have to put the fire on the mizbeach in the morning, even if it's still burning. Right, you have to put new fire, etc. Right, all of these requirements of the wood and the fire on the mizbeach, that's right around the korban tamid. It's not talking about an ox which is brought on, I don't know, shmini atzeres or whatever. So it must be that pasuk, right, tells me that if we're talking about those specific halachos that are kind of right next to it, and not crucial, but connected to the korban tamid, so it must be that's what it's referring to. Okay. Next topic for today's daf. This will take us towards the end of the day. Am Rabbi Asi, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Zar shesider is hamaracha chayev. Chayev misa, really, Rashi explains. If a non-Kohen sets up the wood on the Mizbeach, the maracha, right, the wood on the Mizbeach, so he is chayev misa. Ketzav Yosa, what do you do? How do you fix it if he does it? So pork of a chuzer v'sodra. So he takes it apart and then he puts it back. So the Gemara says, one second, my honey lay, why would that be any better? So it just refines it, right? Porka zar v'sodra Kohen. So the non-Kohen takes it apart and then the Kohen puts it back. On the Mizbeach. So, Maskifla Rabzeira asked the following question. I understand. Setting up the Maracha is kosher at night. Meaning, most of the things in the Beis HaMikdash have to be done during the day. You can set up the wood on the Mizbeach before morning, before daybreak. So, Rabzeira says, where do you find that there's an avoda that's kosher at night, but puzzle by a non-Kohen, meaning it's not considered to be a avoda, it's not chashuv enough, it's not only done by a Kohen. So the Gemara says, well, we do have an example of that. Velo, really, why not? Why can't you find an example of that? V'harei evarim u'bidarim. Right, you have to burn the limbs and of the leftover korbanos right at the end of the day. That's done all night, and that has to be done by a Kohen. So Gemara says, no, that's special, because sof avoda d'yamamahi, that's the end of the day's avoda, so has to be done by a Kohen. Ay, v'harei trumas adesher, and you also have that, right? We had at the beginning of our Varperek, right? The taking out of the ashes from the Mizbeach, dropping it on the floor, right? There was an ace, the floor would swallow it up. That also has to be done by a Kohen. So Gemara says, Tchilas Avodah D'Yamamah. No, that's the beginning of the Avodah of the day. I'm Rabbi Asi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Kiddush Yadav, the Trumas Hadeshen. Right? Rabbi Yochanan says that if someone washed his hands for the Trumas Hadeshen, L'machar Ein Tzarech L'Kaddish, he doesn't have to wash his hands again. Shekvar Kiddush Mitchil Avodah, because he started, he did already wash his hands from the beginning. From before the avoda, from the first part of the avoda, right? That shows me that Trumas Hadeshen is the first part of the avoda. So therefore, it's special. So that's meaning. Now, in Echanami, we did have this Gemara before in Daf Chav Beis, and there we had two versions of Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. One of them like this, and one of them that says that the Trumas Hadeshen is not actually the beginning of the avoda. But okay, either way, let's assume the Gemara quotes it over here. So, according to this version of Rabbi Yochanan's statement, the Trumas Hadeshen is a Tchilas Havoda, and therefore it's not kosher bizarre. But still, Velikasha, the Gemara says, we're still left with a question. Right? We have these two examples of Havoda that's good at night, that's done at night, but a Kohen has to do them. Those are special cases, right, for two different reasons. Either they're the end of the days of Avodah, like the burning of the fats and the limbs, or they're the beginning of the days of Avodah, like the Trumas Hadeshen. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say that you have if a czar who does the maracha, which is kosher at night, why is he chayav misa? He's day shemayim. Why is that not kosher bizarre? Why can't he do that? So Gemara says, Ela iyit marhachim. So rather, the Gemara accepts that and says, no, it must be that Rabbi Yochanan says something else. Am Rabbi Yassim, Rabbi Yochanan. Czar shesider snake gives an eitzim chayev. No, the czar who put the extra two blocks of wood on the Mizbeach, he is chayev misa. Hol v'avodas yomi, since that has to be done during the day. And therefore, he's chayev misa, and the czar cannot do that. Again, the Rashi points out, right? That says beferish, right? That says beferish that has to be done during the day. Where's that Rashi over here? V'avodas yomi, right? Dichtiv uvir ela kohen eitzim. Ba boker, right? The extra wood has to go on in the morning. Maskefa, Rava asked the following question. One second, El Me'ata. Well, if it's true that it has to be done during the day, so Tibay Pais. Well, why is there no lottery for putting on the Shnei Gezrei Eitzim? So the Gemara says, fascinatingly, usually we don't assume this, but the Gemara says, Ashtemite Hadatanya. Rava forgot or missed the following brisa. Misha Zacha Metruvus Adashin Zacha Besidr Amaracha Besidr Shnei Gezrei Eitzim. And whoever was Zocha, again, there was a lottery. Right? Whoever won the lottery for the Truvus Adashin got to do the Gezrei Eitzim. So that's, again, you remember that old story, right? Originally, there wasn't a lottery, then they had to make a lottery to make people come, they had to give an extra reward for people who wanted to, so nobody was showing up. Okay, so anyway, there is a lottery. Right, so and whoever wins the Trumas Hadeshen puts on the Shnei Gezrei Eitzim. The member of the Avodas Yom Bayi Pais, Avodas Laila Lo Bayi Pais. Again, Rava's question assumed that a daytime Avoda requires a lottery, but a nighttime, implying that a nighttime one does not. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Ha Evarim Budarim. We're going to do the same thing, right? As we just did. What about burning the fats at night? Why does not have a lottery? So the Gemara says, why does that have a lottery? Even though it's a nighttime avoda, right? I thought you're assuming that only the daytime avodas have lotteries. Why do we have a lottery for the Varim Pedarim, which is kosher at night? The Gemara says, yeah, sof avoda diamamahi. It's connected to the days of avoda because it's the end of it, right? It's the last thing you do. Very trumas adeshim. Aye, what about the trumas adeshim? Why does that have a lottery? It's done at night. So the Gemara says, yeah, mishum ma'aseh shehaya, right? We had at the beginning of the parak, right? That whole song and dance about the Trumas Hadeshin. So the Gemara says again, Lamimra, does that, are you telling me Davodis Yom, Fishazar Chayavala Misa, Bai Pais? Right, but are you telling me that if something is a daytime avoda and a zar is therefore chayav misa on it, if he does it, bai pais, that requires a lottery? But ein zar chayav ala misa, lo bai pais, right? If a zar does not chayav misa for that avoda, there's no lottery for it. Hare shechita, what about shechita? Right? Well, that's again, the zar is all to shechita. Shani shechita, the tchilas avoda. No, in echanami, same thing. That the shechita is the beginning of the avoda. So therefore, it's chashuv, and therefore we would do a lottery for it. But even though, yes, in echanami, a zar is allowed to do the shechita. Amar mar zotra, v'tem ravashi, v'anan lo tzan hachi. One second, we didn't learn that. Right, we learned differently because we said Amar Lahem Hamamuna, the guy, the Kohen in charge of stuff, said Tzu Uru'u im higi es man ha-shechita, meaning go and see what are we talking about? We're talking about we had said before that the Shnei Gezrei Eitzim has to be done during the daytime, right? That's a straight up pasuk. But what about the following? See, the problem with that is the following Mishnah, which we says that the guy in charge of the Mamona says Tzu Uru'u im higi es man ha-shechita. He says to two Kohanim, go and see if daybreak has come, i.e., that it's time to shecht the korban tamei. But it doesn't say go see if it's time to put the two blocks of wood on the mizbeach. Right? That seems to imply that you can do that earlier than sunrise. It's Gemara says no. Don't use that as an exclusive thing. Right? Hachta les leitakanta katani. That's hada isle takanta lo katani. Right? That Mishnah only mentioned something that if you did it at night, it'd be puzzle. But if you shech the korban tamid at night, it's puzzle. Therefore, the kohen is to tell someone, go and see if it's sunrise yet, because we want to shech the korban tamid. If we blow it, we miss it by a couple of minutes, so then we have to do it again, right? You just mess it up. But if you do the Shnei Gezrei Eitzim at night, what do? You just take it off, right? Wait 5 minutes until it's sunrise, and then put it back on, right? And then everything is fine. And that's why that Mishnah specifies that the mamona, the guy, the kohen in charge, tells someone to go check what's going on, if it's sunrise or not, for the shechita of the korban tamid. It's not coming to exclude the Shnei Gezrei Eitzim. Okay, shkoyach gadol, Rav Osa, we'll go weiter in the Hilgah Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.